प्रेयर्स बाय कुंती देवी. कुंत्या उवाच नमस्ते पुरुषं त्वाद्यं ईश्वरं प्रकृते परम् अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अन्तःबहिरवस्थितम् नमस्ते पुरुषं त्वाद्यं ईश्वरं प्रकृते परम् अलक्ष्यं सर्वभूतानां अन्तःबहिरवस्थितम्. We are going to discuss on three slokas. So we'll recite three slokas, then we'll go one after one. अज्ञादोक्षजम् अव्ययम् यू नो इट्स लाइक दिस मायाजम निकाचनम् अज्ञादोक्षजम् अव्ययम् न लक्ष्यसे मूढ़ा दृशा न तो नाट्याधरो यता तथा परमहंसानां मुनीनामलात्मनां भक्तियोगविधानार्थं कथं पश्येम हि श्रिया. वर्ड मीनिंग कुंती उवाच. श्रीमती कुंती सेड नमस्ते. लेट मी बाउ डाउन. पुरुषम द सुप्रीम पर्सन. त्वा यू आद्यम द ओरिजिनल. ईश्वरम द कंट्रोलर. प्रकृते ऑफ द मटेरियल कॉस्मॉस. परम बियॉन्ड. अलक्ष्यम द इनविजिबल. सर्वा ऑल भूतानाम ऑफ लिविंग बीइंग्स. अंता विदिन. बही विदाउट. अवस्थितम एग्जिस्टिंग. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद. ट्रांसलेशन. श्रीमती कुंती सेड ओ कृष्णा आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस अनटू यू बिकॉज यू आर द ओरिजिनल पर्सनालिटी एंड आर अनअफेक्टेड बाय द क्वालिटीज ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. यू आर एग्जिस्टिंग बोथ within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. Srimati Prabhupada, Srimati Kunti Devi was quite aware that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, although he was playing the part of her nephew. Such an enlightened lady could not commit a mistake by offering obeisances unto her nephew. Therefore she addressed him as the original Purush beyond the material cosmos. Although all living entities are also transcendental, they are neither original nor infallible. The living entities are apt to fall down under the clutches of material nature, but the Lord is never like that. In the Vedas, therefore, he is described as the chief among all living entities. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. Then again he is addressed as Ishvara or the controller. The living entities or the demigods like Chandra and Surya are also to some extent Ishvara, but none of them is the supreme Ishvara or the ultimate controller. He is the Parameshwara or the super soul. He is both within and without. Although he was present before Srimati Kunti as her nephew, he was also within her and everyone else. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, I am situated in everyone's heart. and only due to me one remembers, forgets and is cognizant, etc. Through all the Vedas I am to be known, because I am the compiler of the Vedas and I am the teacher of the Vedanta. Queen Kunti affirms that the Lord, although both within and without all living beings, is still invisible. The Lord is, so to speak, a puzzle for the common man. Queen Kunti experienced personally that Lord Krishna was present before her, yet he entered within the womb of Uttara to save her embryo from the attack of Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. Kunti herself was puzzled about whether Sri Krishna is all pervasive or localized. In fact, he is both, but he reserves the right of not being exposed to persons who are not surrendered souls. This checking curtain is called the Maya energy of the Supreme Lord, and it controls the limited vision of the rebellious soul. It is explained as follows, and we have two next shlokas following this shloka, and you have the three shlokas and their purports in your hand, and I can see that you have already read the purports. You know the three shlokas. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं कृपकदाम्यं ददाति सर्वदान्तिकं. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते लोकनाथस्वामिनाम्नाम्. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनः नाम्ने. नमो श्री सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषोन्मति पाश्चात्य सारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सति गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम. आई इनवाइट ऑल द वैष्णवास एंड डिवोटीज इन दिस संडेज प्रीतिवर्धनम क्लास. इट्स अ नाइस प्रोग्राम यू सी, एंड टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस the prayers of Mother Kunti, you know, and Srila Prabhupada has written one book, Prayers of Queen Kunti. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada also gave so much importance to this chapter of Kunti Devi, her prayers. Especially we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are the pastimes of Krishna, Lord Bhagavan, Shri Krishna, then pastimes of his pure devotees, and then the abhideya, the approach of a devotee to attain the Supreme Lord, how to attain the Supreme Lord, how to have a darshan of Supreme Lord, Krishna Prapti, attainment of Supreme Truth, Krishna Bhakti. That process is also mentioned in the Bhagavatam, which we can say Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. So many pure devotees, their characters, their life stories, everything is mentioned. And fourth important part is which? The pure devotee is praying Krishna. The prayers of pure devotees. This is the most important part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Many cantos, you know, different when you proceed from first canto to 12 cantos, the last canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have prayers. You know, Dhruva Maharaj doing prayers, Prahlad Maharaj is praying, you know, different prayers, isn't it? You know, how many of you read Srimad Bhagavatam? Is there anybody who read Srimad Bhagavatam? Yeah, many devotees we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, right? We know, we are accustomed with the kathas. Dhruva Maharaj, you know, everybody knows Prahlad Maharaj, Queen Kunti. Who is Kunti Mata? Mother of Pandavas, right? You know, mother of Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, Yudhishthira and Bhim. Yeah. So, she is very special. Rupa says, when she is addressing Krishna, Rupa mentions that Krishna is her nephew. So he is not, there is a social custom. You need not to pay obeisances to those who are lower in material relations than you. But here, Mother Kunti is praying in a different way. She says, Namaste Purusham Tvatyam, you are Adi Purush. You know, Pitama Bhishma also praying, offering prayers. So in Bhagavatam, prayers of pure devotee, such book can be also compiled. Prayers of pure devotees in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada compiled a separate book for Kunti Mata prayers. Means Prabhupada has given special emphasis, importance to her prayers. This we can see in this chapter particularly, this 18th chapter, first canto, 8th chapter, prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Sept. So in this particular chapter, you know, before Kunti Mata starts her prayers, there is a prayer of Uttara. Who is Uttara? The wife of Abhimanyu. And daughter-in-law, what is the relation between Kunti and Uttara? Because I misunderstand these relations. Granddaughter-in-law. Yes, Uttara is the wife of Kunti's grandson. So Uttara uvacha, Pahi pahi mahayogin deva deva jagatpate nanyam tvadabhayam pashye yatra mrityuhu parasparam. O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. Uttara praying to Krishna. You see. And Prabhupada writes, this material world is the world of duality in contrast with the oneness of the absolute realm. You know. So Uttara is praying that please save. And why she is praying? Because Ashwatthama has sent a Brahmastra to kill Uttara, who is having a son in his in the embryo, that is Parikshit Maharaj. When Uttara prays, then Suta Uvacha, he says, Suta Goswami explaining, Upadharya Vachastasya Bhagavan Bhakta Vatsalaha A Pandava Midam Kartum Dronairastra Buddhyada. Having patiently heard her words, Lord Shri Krishna, who is always very affectionate to his devotees, please hold this point throughout our lecture, right? Who is always affectionate to his devotees? Upadharya, by hearing her patiently, Bhagavan, Bhakta Vatsala. Please remember this word, Bhakta Vatsala. You can underline also. But it's not in your the slokas you are having. This is the previous verse of the same chapter. I'm just taking the flashback of the story, you know. Just I want to present the scene in which Kunti Maharani is praying to Krishna. So please combine your all senses together in one, that is here. And then here. So that who is always very affectionate to his devotees could at once understand that Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, had thrown the Brahmastra to finish the last life in the Pandav family. When you see, this is a Suta Goswami is explaining very, you know, it's very deep, you know, it's very deep. Suta Goswami explaining that when Uttara prayed to Krishna for the help, when she cried, please save me, then Suta Goswami is explaining that Krishna at once understood that Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, has thrown the Brahmastra to finish the last life in Pandav family. You need not to explain details to Krishna, to God. I have this problem, you know, in detail. But when you go to the doctor, you have to explain in detail. Because if there is no proper diagnosis, he cannot help you. If you go to psychiatrist, You have to explain in detail. If you will not understand your problem, he cannot save you. He is helpless. But Krishna or God, even if you cry, oh, what is this? This is what called really disturbance. I am really disturbed. Oh Krishna, where are you? Please save me. This is, you know, disturbing my devotion. I cannot chant your names. I am having so many problems. I cannot perform the bhakti. You know, everybody is watching me and they are creating knowingly, unknowingly disturbance, and which causes speed breaker on the way to you. I cannot cross the speed breaker. Please help me. Then you need not to explain everything in detail. Suppose you are in a problem, you have got some problem, and some friends comes to you and you tell him that I am unhappy. You are not in a position to tell him in detail, narrate everything, isn't it? When we are disturbed, we cannot narrate everything. And same, when we are very happy, we cannot narrate everything, why we are happy. This is called the world of dualities. So, Krishna, Sudha Goswami says, Krishna understood immediately what is the problem of Uttara. And then, you know, Krishna says, what happens? Krishna, antastha sarva bhutanam atma yogeshwaro hare. This is the verse connected to the present prayer of Mother Kunti. What is she saying? Namaste purusham tvatyam ishwaram prakrute param alaksham sarva bhutanam anta bahir avasthitam. Anta bahir avasthitam. This is the sloka, right? First prayer. And what this sloka is telling us? Antastha sarva bhutanam atma yogeshwaro hari samaya ya vrunod garbham vairatya kuru tantave. You know, the Lord of Supreme Mysticism, Sri Krishna, resides within everyone's heart as the Paramatma. You see, see the connection. What was the first word of Uttara's request? Mahayogeshwaro, right? You know, Mahayogeshwaro means Lord of Supreme Mysticism. And here also, you know, Krishna is explained as Yogeshwara, the Lord of all mysticism. And he is situated in everybody's heart as Paramatma. As such, just to protect the progeny of the Kuru dynasty, he covered the embryo of Uttara by his personal energy. You see this, how wonderful it is. Just to protect the progeny of the Kuru dynasty, Kuru Tantava, you know, he covered the embryo of Uttara by his personal energy. And then you see, when the Parikshit Maharaj is saved, the Brahmastra has been retracted by Arjuna, and then Kunti Avacha. You know, then Kunti Maharani is now praying. After this incident, when the embryo of Uttara is saved by Krishna, when this incident happened, then Krishna is prepared to go back to where? Yes, to go back to Dwarka, not Mathura. He never went Mathura or Vrindavan, you know. Once he came out, you know, it's like he never went. There was one question. I was in 2004, I was in Brajmandal Parikrama. We were sitting in Lohavana, and one Prabhu asked the question that Dwarka and Mathura is not so much distance, you know, why Krishna never went in Mathura? Why he never went in Vrindavan? You know, then these questions, you know, can be understood in due course of time when we advance, you know, like that. So he was preparing to go to Dwarka, and now Kunti Maharani is starting prayer, you know, and just this is the 18th shloka, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter. This is the shloka number 18, Kunti Uvach, you know, Kunti Maharani prayer starts. And the, what is the 17th shloka says? We must understand it. What is the 17th shloka? Brahma Tejo Vinir Mukter Atmajai Sahakrishnaya Prayanabhimukam Krishnam Idamaha Prathasati. Thus saved from the radiation of the Brahmastra, Kunti, the chaste devotee of the Lord, and her five sons and Draupadi addressed Lord Krishna as he started for home. You know, now this incident happened. You see, you just imagine that you are out of a biggest danger. What you will feel? You are very happy, right? But another danger is coming. Then what you will feel? You know, it's what kind of a play with the heart it is, you know, for devotees, you see. See, it's like, you know, he's always going back and forth, you know, back and forth. And always like the heart of the devotee is always, you know, it must, you know, suffer either in some material calamity or in the separation of Krishna, you know. Then in purport of this, you know, Kunti is described herein as sati or chaste due to her unalloyed devotion to Lord Sri Krishna. Her mind will now be expressed in the following prayer of Lord Krishna. So you see, in this 17th verse, we are getting prepared to understand the prayers of Kunti Devi. In this, the one text before, in the purport, Prabhupada is preparing us for the coming shloka, which is the prayer of Kunti Devi. What Prabhupada says? Her mind will now be expressed in the following prayers for Lord Krishna. You see, we can understand the mind of Kunti Devi through her prayers. Or we can also apprehend her spiritual status, on what platform she is situated. And we can see on what platform I am situated, what's going on in my mind, and what is going on in Kunti's mind. A chaste devotee of the Lord does not look to others, namely any other living being or demigod, even for deliverance from danger. This is the comment of Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, who is a chaste devotee? He don't take shelter of any other living entity or any other demigod, even for deliverance from big danger. Suppose a devotee is in a big problem, even in that situation also, he don't knock the door of others, those who are non-devotees, or he don't go to any demigod or any karmakanda section. In all situations, devotee is dependent on Krishna. So we must analyze what we do when we are in problems. We are looking others to solve our problems, or we are depending on Krishna. We have to analyze this. This is, you know, this is for the application. These prayers, this process, you know, is for the application. It's not just for hearing. It's not for entertainment of mind. It's not like movie. You know, Prabhupada said about movies, generally people, they get pleasure to watch movies. But our movies must be very standard to present Krishna conscious philosophy. He wrote a letter to Yadubara Prabhu. So Bhagavatam is not for entertainment of mind or entertainment of intelligence. It's not kind of an intellectual you know, game. We are not here for Shastrartha, to get a pleasure out of speculation, mental speculation, or having debates and coming to the common understanding, or having debates and coming, finding the cause of everything, you know. what is the super cause, what is this. We are not like that. We are here to understand the transcendental status of pure devotee, Kunti Devi. So through her prayers, we must try to understand the elevated situation, elevated stage of Kunti Devi. How she is elevated, what devotion for Krishna she has, and when we will get that devotion, when we will pray to Krishna like Kunti, when that day will be mine, I will be having tears of separation. When that day will be mine, I will forget everything and I will just remember you. When that day will be mine, I will have only you in my heart. Govinda Vishram. You know, the Vaishnavas, Tomara Hriday, Govinda Vishram. Your heart is the resting place of Govinda. When that day will be mine, Govinda will come in my heart. And I will feel acute separation from you. When that day will be mine. You know. So, next. You know, this was all along the characteristic of the whole family of the Pandavas. See. They knew nothing except Krishna. Therefore, the Lord was always ready to help them in all respects and in all circumstances. That is the transcendental nature of the Lord. He reciprocates the dependence of the devotee. One should not therefore look for the help from imperfect living beings or demigods, but one should look for all help from Lord Krishna, who is competent to serve his devotees. Such a chaste devotee also never asks the Lord for help, but the Lord, out of his own accord, is always anxious to render it. So this is the preparation to enter in the prayers of Kunti Devi. That Kunti Devi, her sons and a whole Pandav family, they knew nothing except Krishna. Such a meditation they were having on Krishna. This is Prabhupada writing, you see. They knew nothing except Krishna. And what we know except Krishna, we know so many things. Even sometimes we don't get time to chant. We don't have enough time to chant. Somebody in marathon giving some seva, we don't have time. So you see, we have to, you know, introspect, you know, introspective. We have to become introspective. We have to inspect ourselves. What's going on? If we have full faith in Krishna, then we can understand the prayers having full faith for Krishna. You can take a nice verse from Bhagavad Gita for this, to understand this. Arjuna says, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavana Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibham Aho Swam Rishya Sarve Devarshir Naradas Tatha Asito Devlo Vyasaha Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. You know, then in that prayer Arjuna says, you are Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavana. You are Param Pavitra. And in purport Prabhupada write, Krishna is Param Pavitra, so to have association with Krishna, we also must be Param Pavitra. We have to enhance ourselves. You know, this yoga process is called a linking process. We have to link ourselves to Krishna. That is the process, you know. And if we actually want to have a link with Krishna, then what we should do? What is the process? The process is to have the association of devotees. That is the very simple process. If you get a quality association, then definitely you will have those qualities, good qualities. If we don't have good association, then we are misers actually. What Prabhupada did, he went in USA and he gave his transcendental association to those hippies, and those hippies also became like Prabhupada. They also became pure devotees just by association of Srila Prabhupada. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrekar, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Jaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you have a Sadhu Sangha, a proper Sadhu Sangha, then you get everything. So see, Prabhupada says that Kunti Devi, her sons and all Pandava family, they never looked any other source for any kind of help. They knew nothing except Krishna. So this is the first condition to understand or to enter into the prayers of Kunti Devi. What is this condition? Yeah, that is there. To know nothing except Krishna. You can write this. To know nothing except Krishna. This is the first condition. And at the end of class, I will ask this question to all of you. What is the first condition? Somebody has written, to know nothing except Krishna. That is the first condition. And if you know so many things except Krishna, then we are in wrong team. You are in a football team with bat. Nobody wants you in the football team having a bat. Even if you are a Tendulkar or like Tendulkar, in football team you are of no use because you are in a wrong team. You are on a wrong track. So if you want to really understand the prayers of Kunti, you must try to accept the first condition, that you must know nothing except Krishna. This is Prabhupada's words. Because Kunti and all Pandava family, they knew nothing except Krishna. So from here, this is the 17th sloka of 8th chapter of 1st canto. Now we are moving towards 18th sloka. That is the first prayer of Kunti Devi. Kunti Uvacha, Namaste Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakrute Param Alaksham Sarva Bhutanam Anta Bahir Avastitam. So in this prayer, Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything, yet you are invisible to all. So you see, in this particular prayer, Kunti Maharani is giving us understanding of situation of Lord Krishna. How Lord Shri Krishna is situated. He says that you are original personality. Means, you know, in Brahma Sanhita, Lord Brahma has given a very nice prayer there, glorification. Ishwara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He says, Ishwara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda. That is the original personality. She says that Krishna, you are original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of material world. And you are unaffected by the material qualities. Which are they? What are material qualities? No. Yeah. Yes. Sattvaguna, Rajaguna and Tamaguna. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. These are material qualities. She says that your original personality and you are unaffected by the qualities of material world. And what is the word before that? Because. She says, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because. It's very deep. You try to just give your attention. In purport, Prabhupada saying, now Kunti and Krishna, what is the relation? Krishna is her nephew. So she wants to pay obeisances. Then how is she saying? O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because not only you are my nephew, but you are original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of material world. Full stop. This is the half prayer. And you can have sessions on this line many days. You see. What she says? You are unaffected by the qualities of material world. And what is our situation? We are always directed by the qualities of material world. Right or wrong? Hare Krishna Prabhu. Theek hai na? Prabhuji. Yes. We are always directed by the material qualities. And Kunti Maharani very skillfully, she is very nicely, she has pointed this thing. That Krishna, you are not affected by material moods. And you are existing both within and without everything. Yet you are invisible to all. These prayers are all philosophical prayers. This, you see, now she is just a woman, but she knows such a great philosophy. Just because of devotion. If you have a plain devotion, you know what I said? Plain means, or you see, you can have a very clear, you know, like Ganges water, you know, Ganga water, it's very plain and clear, you know, it's very clean. If you have a clean devotion, not mixed with knowledge, not mixed with fruitive activity or desire, material desire, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. If we simply chant this Hare Krishna mantra without any other desire or any other thought attached with this chanting, if you just chant for the sake of chant, you are just taking the name of Krishna, this is called without mixing, you know, without corruption. If your devotional service is corrupted, then you will be punished, not awarded. But in devotional service we are not punished, even for corruption also. But we are not attaining what we are supposed to attain, what we are supposed to get. That is the biggest loss. In devotional service you don't have any loss, right? Neha bhi kramanashosti pratyavayana vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat. This sloka comes in which chapter in Bhagavad Gita? Second chapter. Verse number 40. I think yes, 40. So, you see, in that he said, Neha bhi kraman nash asti. There is no disaster when you are starting devotional service. You are not running on loss. There is no risk of loss. But if we don't get Krishna, if we don't get a visa for going Golok Vrindavan or back-to-back, you know, home, back to Godhead, that is the biggest loss. Rupa said, within this lifetime only we want to go back home, back to Godhead. That should be the, you know, aim. We must desire to go back home, back to Godhead. In this life only, we must solve the problem of repeated birth and death in this life only. That should be our planning. If you have that sincere planning, then you will come to follow rules and regulations sincerely. If you don't have that desire within this lifetime only, I want to go back home, back to Godhead, I want to finish this repeated birth and death, cycle of birth and death in this material world, which is full of miseries. See, now I'm getting to these points. Don't try to become happy in this material world. Do not try to become happy in this material world in any ashram, in any varna. You cannot become happy in this material world. Nobody can become happy in this material world. I was today in our Juhu temple. He is known as Radha Gun Swami Maharaj Ji gave a Bhagavatam class. In that he said, Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. We cannot become, nobody cannot become happy, sukhi in this material world. And if you try to become happy in this material world, you will always be frustrated. You will always be frustrated. Because this is the very nature. And what Maharaj said, Dukhayalam Ashashvatam. The controller, the creator of the world is saying you, is confirming you, I have created this world and this is Dukha Alaya. This is the house of Dukha. So why you are thinking, why you are assuming that you are going to be happy here? You cannot be happy. We all want to become happy here. I was hearing to the class of Kamal Krishna Goswami. He said, why we fall down in this material world? Our intelligence was poor. Our choice was wrong. Our heart was not set right. We have fallen in this material world having rejected Krishna. We have rejected Krishna. That's why we are fallen in this material world and we are rotting in this material world, because we don't want to surrender to Krishna. Birth after birth, birth after birth, we are just rotting in this material world. We are dying. Always we are dying. But we don't realize that I am dying. Every moment we are dying. But still we don't want to take shelter of Krishna. We don't want to hold His lotus feet. That is the biggest problem. You see, and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami gave a nice example of Srila Prabhupada regarding this, that we should, you know, think that we don't have a good intelligence, we don't have a right choice, we don't have a right knowledge. We must accept this. Our choice is always wrong. We don't have a good intelligence. That's why we are suffering here. And he gave an example of Srila Prabhupada. That Srila Prabhupada wanted to take any decision, he will consult with his devotees. And His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, once one in ten means very few times Srila Prabhupada will take a decision, and that also he will inform devotees. According to Guru Sadhu Shastra, we can take this decision. And everybody will say yes. So Maharaj said, we must ask for guidance from authorities. Because we are foolish. Don't rely on your own ability. Again we will do the same mistake. So always we should seek a guidance from senior authorities, devotees. This is the process. You are chanting Hare Krishna, that's right. But our day-to-day activities, what we are doing for Krishna? Ever we have thought about, we don't think about this. What I am doing for Krishna? Oh, I am chanting Hare Krishna. You are chanting for Krishna or for you? We are chanting for us, right? To get a peace of mind, this is a mantra, peace mantra. Sometimes Judy says, oh, you chant Hare Krishna, you will get a peace of mind. Art of mind control mantra. Stress management. This everything is for us. But what we do for Krishna? What we are doing? What Srila Prabhupada gave us? Srila Prabhupada gave us ISKCON temple. And for what this ISKCON temple is there? For whose pleasure? Yes, bro. You are taking 1 minute to answer this. We can die within this 1 minute. We have to be very quick. At least we should understand. Death can come at any time. And before that, we must say, oh, I want Krishna, don't kill me, I want Krishna, I am going there. I am going back home, I am going with Krishna. Then the Yamdutas will not catch you. If you will not say Krishna, then he will take you. If you say Hare Krishna, then he will not take you. Before Yamduta comes, you must say Hare Krishna, then he will not take you. If you don't say Hare Krishna, then he will take you. So you see, mercy is only what keeping us from fall down. That is only mercy which is keeping us from fall down. If we could not have been given mercy by the devotees, we could not have been here. So we must always be thankful to the devotees. And in this prayer, you know, Kunti Maharani says that, oh Krishna, you are not affected by the material desires. Krishna is never affected by material desires. Material desires and material moods. So we must also think that I also try to come out of the clutches of material moods. Material moods means Maya. Maya is made of three moods, right? Sattva guna, rajaguna and tamaguna. If you desire to get out of these clutches, then we can understand the prayers of Kunti. Listening to the prayers of Kunti means preparing to understand them first. If we are not prepared, if we are prepared, then well and good. We can easily understand. If we are not prepared, and of course we are not prepared. So that is the process. We must prepare to go somewhere. If you want to go to, you see, if you are going to NCC camp, then your mother will tell you, take care of yourself, you have taken everything, you have taken the food. So we do preparation before going to the camp. And 12 days, we are counting the days, when I will go back home, when I will go back home. I was in the camp and I was counting the days, when I will go back home. But when I became full time, 2 years I was not in home. You see. 2 years. So you see, we must try to understand what's going on. We must open our eyes, open our ears. We must really try to understand the issue. What is the issue? The issue is that we are now totally covered by these three modes. We are totally under control of these three modes. And to understand the prayers of Kunti, we must come out of the influence of these three modes. And what is the simple process? The simple process is chanting Hare Krishna. If we constantly chant Hare Krishna without any desire, chanting for the sake of chanting, chanting to increase the chant, then we will be coming out of the influence of these modes. And the next prayer is Maya Javnika Channam Adhokshajam Avayam Na Lakshase Mooda Drisha Nato Natya Daravyatha. In this, Kunti Maharani is very, you know, she is using the word Mooda Drisha. You see, you know, Mooda Drisha by the foolish observer, you know, being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally in irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. So you see, this is the same thing what we are discussing here. Foolish observer, she says that you are misunderstood by a foolish observer. We don't want to be foolish observer, right? Is there anybody who want to be foolish observer? Yes? No. So how to be the expert observer? We have to observe through Guru Sadhu Shastra. We have to have full faith, unflinching faith in Guru's words, in the words of Sadhu, and in the words of Shastra. If we have Guru Sadhu Shastra with us, then we can see this phrase is used millions of times in Prabhupada literature. That is, seeing things as they, what is the next word? Seeing things as they, yes. And another phrase Prabhupada used, to lord it over, yeah, who is saying this one? To lord it over material nature. Prabhupada using these phrases often, millions of times, lakhs of times. Why? Because that is our problem. That is the main thing we are missing. To lord it over material nature and seeing things as they are. So Kunti Maharani is saying that this Mooda Drisha means not seeing things as they are. You know, you are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. And she is using one analogy that actor, you cannot recognize the actor. You cannot recognize the actor, you know, because he is having different dress. Nato natya dharo yatha. And in the purport, Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shri Krishna affirms that less intelligent persons mistake him to be an ordinary man like us, and thus they deride him. You see, you heard this sentence, no? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna affirms that less intelligent persons mistake him to be an ordinary man. And In the preparation to enter in the prayers of Kunti Devi, we read verse number 17. In that purport, Rupa said, Kunti and Pandava families, Pandavas, they knew nothing except Krishna. What they knew, that was only Krishna. And they took Krishna as their only servitor, as their only savior, as their only, you know, desired Lord, worshipable deity. They never took anybody else as a shelter, as a source of help. But here, in the purport of this 19th verse, Prabhupada says from Bhagavad Gita, quoting Krishna, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that less intelligent persons mistake him to be an ordinary man. What is the difference, you see? One side, Kunti Devi and Pandavas, they know nothing except Krishna. Only Krishna is their God, Lord, everything. And here, less intelligent person even don't accept Krishna as God. He thinks Krishna is an ordinary man. So this less intelligent person taking Krishna to be an ordinary man will never understand prayers of Kunti Devi. And who is this less intelligent person? Ayodhyapati Das. You see, many such people are there, fools. We take Krishna to be an ordinary man. You see, if you take Krishna, the higher authority, the supreme authority, then you will react to his words in a sincere way, in a serious way. This is the problem. This is the biggest problem. We don't know who is Krishna. And in the first prayer, Kunti Devi says, you are Adyam, Purusha Adyam. Namaste Purusham Tvadyam. Tu Adyam. You are Adi Purush. She's saying. So we must understand who is Krishna and who I am. I am a less intelligent. Even though for the sake of the devotees, I am coming in satsanga, I think that Krishna is God. You know, Krishna is Supreme Personality. You know, I want to understand him. But what I want to do for Krishna? In America there is one proverb, you know me, you love me. You know me, you love me. Means you will love me in terms of you love me, you know me. If you don't know me, how I can accept that you love me? We never met and you say me that, oh Prabhu, I love you. It's not possible. You know. So if we don't know Krishna, we cannot love Krishna. And if we cannot love Krishna, we cannot serve Krishna. Because service is possible only in love. The spontaneous real service. Prabhupada translated bhakti as devotional service. Devotional service. We need to serve. We need to really serve very hard. Tough, you know. There is one proverb. Life is tough. Life is, another one philosopher said, life is difficult. When tough gets going, going gets tough. And we get stuck. And we don't know what to do. There is only one hope. Try to understand the problem. We must try to understand the problem. And what is the problem? We don't want to understand Krishna. Because if we will try to understand Krishna, we will know that We are totally gone case. And definitely we are not going to make a devotee in this life. We have so many habits. And how we will give up them? But everything is possible. Everything can be done. If we have faith in the words of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. If we at all want to understand these prayers, we should not continue as less intelligent people. We should get intelligence. You see, I gave the example that Vishnulal Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj said in his class, our intelligence was poor, our choice was wrong, our desire was wrong. We decided to be happy without Krishna, except Krishna, and the result was we fall down. We are in the material world. So if we want to stop these material lives, we don't want to continue with this repeated birth and repeated death, what we should do? We should make our good intelligence, right? Our intelligence was poor, we should make a good intelligence. We should have a right choice. Now what is the right choice? To be with Krishna. That is the right choice. Isn't it? We must select the right choice. If you are not selecting the right choice, when you want to eject a hard drive or pen drive, hard disk from your laptop, there are two options. You know, eject and format. You see, just unknowingly you click the format, again they give the reminder window, again you click unknowingly, everything will be gone, formatted. Sometimes you click and you are talking and you delete the file. And then you cannot read, if you know, then it works like that. If we don't hold the right choice, then we are helpless. If we don't have the right association, then we are helpless. So you see, it's very difficult to understand Krishna, because being beyond the range of limited sense of perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You know, you are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. And the third one is here, Tatha param hansanam muninam amlatmanam bhakti yoga vidanartham katham pashyema hi striya. You yourself descend to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matter and spirit. How then can we women know you perfectly? In this particular verse, this is very personal verse from Mother Kunti, that she is saying the situation of women, and in purport Rupat writes, this very fact is corroborated by the queen who is playing the part of an innocent woman. And you know, he says Rupat, Krishna is unknowable by great learning or by greatest brain. You see, this is the glory of devotional service and we must accept it. We must accept the glory of devotional service, which is that Krishna is unknowable by great learning or the greatest brain. He is knowable only by one who has His mercy. This is the answer of all questions. We must qualify ourselves to receive the mercy of Krishna. That is the only way to understand Krishna, to know Krishna. And to know Krishna means to love Krishna. And to love Krishna means to serve Krishna. So, how to qualify ourselves to receive His mercy? That is by service. Sevan mukhe jivado swayameva spuratyada. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchate. Yes. By the senses, serving the master of senses, Rishikesh. You see, there is a devotee, Prabhuji. He is arranging all these things and everybody is having the opportunity to hear Krishna. This is the service. Engaging ourselves in the service of devotees. This will qualify us to receive the mercy of Krishna. And it's black and white. Prabhupada said means that is full and final. If there is Prabhupada Vach, Bhakti Vedanta purport, it's full and final. There is no need to speculate on that. There is only need to understand it and accept it and work according to that. If you will not apply it in our day-to-day life, then we are foolish. Mooda Drisha. Foolish observer or foolish listener. You see, who is foolish listener? Nothing is happening on him after listening. He will listen, okay, yes. And he will listen something else also. Yeah, life is going. It's not like that. The wise is one that he gets stroke. Oh, wow. I will do that. I will follow it. So he is unknowable by great learning and by greatest brain. He is knowable only by one who has his mercy. Others may go on thinking about him for years together, yet he is unknowable. You see. So Prabhupada has confirmed here. Prabhupada has made a firm confirmation. Others may go on thinking for years and years. They cannot understand Krishna. We cannot understand Krishna by our tiny brain, by our foolish mental speculation, calculations. We can understand only Krishna by qualifying ourselves to get His mercy. And to qualify ourselves to get His mercy means to serve He, to serve Krishna and His devotees. That is the only way we have. What Prabhupada did? Prabhupada went in USA and what first thing he did, I told in the beginning of the class, what was that? I recited a word, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. What was that? Association, right? Prabhupada gave his association to the... Yeah, that is easy like that. American youths, American people. And in return, what these American people did for Prabhupada?
They become like Srila Prabhupada.
They become... No, no, what I said, what they did for Prabhupada? Yes? What they did? Service. They served Srila Prabhupada, right or wrong, isn't it? You know, we don't understand it quickly. Because many of the times, often we don't want to serve. Often we don't want to serve. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj said, it is very difficult to get the service attitude. That is the first problem number one. Problem number first. Very difficult to get the service attitude. In our house also, in our day-to-day dealings, we have lack of service attitude. We want everything to be done for us by others. Everything. And that is the token of love of them for us. If they don't do anything for us, then we take it that they don't love me. But we never think that what I do for others, what I am doing for others. So this service attitude is very important. Rupa said often many times in many issues, I cannot do anything without you. In Prabhupada Lilamrita, second last chapter, I have done my part. The title of the chapter is, I have done my part. Prabhupada said, and he is crying on the bed. Prabhupada is crying and looking to the devotees and saying, except you, I couldn't have done this such service. So, through prayers of Kunti Devi, we should understand that really we want to know Krishna. And how to know Krishna? By developing service attitude. Know Krishna by developing service attitude. This is how we can qualify ourselves to enter into the spirit of prayers of Kunti Devi. Hare Krishna. We are stopping here. Any questions and comments, please? We have 5 minutes. Yes, please.
I have three questions. One would be that, as in the beginning of the lecture, you said, what kind of prayer one should have. We being in material, in the Kali Yuga, many people who have material it is bound. And so, Velikumi, and it is also said that a pure devotee should have nothing, no other desire than bhakti towards Krishna. But as we are fallen somewhere, so we are bound to have desire. And every time, every day, today also, if I have one desire, tomorrow there would be another desire also. So in this situation, and when you also said in the beginning of the lecture that Krishna is all knowing, so when he knows everything, do we really need to ask him, you know, requests and prayers, or maybe when he already knows what problems we are going through?
Yeah.
So I would like you to clarify on that. The second question would be when you said that most of the books I have read that Prabhupada says is not even more material desire. So what do you mean by that frame?
What?
Lord it over, but I would like if you could give an explanation. And my last question would be, when Kunti Devi is such a big devotee, and Pandavas are also, you know, they are so close to Krishna, even in their calamities, they always think of Krishna. So why are they suffering so much?
Yes, nice question. The first question is, having material desires, it's not wrong. If somebody is very fallen, as you said, and he is totally directed by material modes, and what he will desire? Nothing but material desire. That is natural for him. And Prabhupada said that we, in the purport, he said many times, many places, that we just want to mold our desires. We just want to change them. We cannot stop desiring. Desires will be there. So what we can do, we have a Yukta Vairagya principle in that. We can turn our desires. Just give them a little turn. Yeah. Not transforming. Transforming means from material to spiritual. It becomes spiritual desire. Even if it's material desire, if you have the proper guidance or counseling, through that you can just turn them at the end, you know, turning like that. And in due course, they will be dovetailing with Krishna consciousness. Suppose, for example, you have a desire for fast driving, you have a habit of bike driving fast, then you will meet with an accident. And you are in ICU, and so many things happen. Then Krishna gives such experience, and then you think that, oh, I will not drive fast. Like that. The child is having desire to touch the light. And what happens? It gets burned. But nobody can convince him before experience. He will touch it, you know, like that. So material desires, when somebody is on material level, he cannot stop them. But by association of devotees, he can turn his desires, and it's a slow process. It will take time. And the second question was to lord it. I will just clear the phrase. Prabhupada used this phrase: to lord it over material nature means there is a desire. This is a Purush Bhav, controller mood, mood of controlling others. It is there in everybody. Everybody wants to control the next person, others. That is called to lord it over material nature. Material nature is composed of three gunas: mode of goodness, mode of passion. You see, somebody is in the mode of goodness. One professor, he is good man, he is not doing any crime, but his students will not listen him. He will get crazy, he will get angry, you know. But if everybody listen him, pay him obeisance, then he will be very happy. Suppose you are paying obeisance daily to him, one day you will not respect him, you will not take care of him, he came, you don't look, then he will feel something different. So this mood of commanding respect, that is lording over. Lording over means somebody is respecting you. That's why we can say that he is lording over somebody. If somebody is there to follow your orders, then you are lording over somebody, right? Nobody is there to follow your orders, then how we can say that we are lording somebody? So this is called Purush Bhav, controlling mode. It's everybody, it's in everybody there. And what was the third question? This suffering of Kunti and her sons.
Yeah, this is something, and Krishna, when they are fallen lotus, Krishna, so, and they are remembering him in all his, yeah, all his, yeah, I got your question, yeah, I got it. You see, you know, Kunti and, you know, devotional
service, it's not that no more problems. It's never like that. Never think ever that when I become bhakta, I will be always happy, I will be in the heaven all the time, 24 hours, 7 days. It's not like that. I already said, no, do not try to become happy in this material world. Kunti Maharani will say in next verse, which is very famous, oh Lord, please give us problems, because we remember you. And in one temple in the Europe, the devotee started reciting Kunti prayers, and so many problems coming in the temple, so many problems. They discussed with local GBC sannyasi. Then he said, what activities are going on? He said that the temple president said that every morning before Japa, now in Chaupati they are singing six Goswami bhajan, sorry, in Juhu, six Goswami Ashtaka. Like that, after before Japa we were chanting this, what? Kunti prayers. Then he said, stop that. Because Kunti is asking problems, she is on that level, she is on that platform, your platform. You said that problem, they were suffering. Actually, they were not suffering because always Krishna was always with them. And they knew nothing than Krishna, except Krishna. They knew what they knew, that was Krishna only. Even in problem also, they will remember Krishna. And they were totally beyond the duality. When I read the Uttara, I read the prayer of Uttara, and in that particular, I selected that verse. In that particular verse, it was in the purport, it was there duality, you know, matter and spirit. These pure duties are there beyond duality. You see, nothing happens to them because what they know is Krishna. They are totally full with Krishna. What they will think, that will be related with Krishna. They are, you know, Krishnites, like that. And there was, I think, missing something, you told another question. No, it's okay. Anybody is having any question? That much. Yeah, it will come.
Yes. I also see that Kunti Mata, she wanted more problems so that she could remember Krishna all the time.
Yeah.
That's the
thing. good comment. Yes. Any question have anybody?
Okay.